It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Cuba's internet access is not the best. In fact, it's consistently rated among the worst by American advocacy organization Freedom House. But this month, the country's state-owned telecom company is rolling out increased public Wi-Fi. So we called up Freedom House's research analyst Laura Reed for a check-in. She says the government holds the internet keys.
For the most part, this access is limited to certain people within the government or within society, such as those in the medical profession,
okay,
or some well-trusted journalists who have access. The internet that they're accessing is very slow and also restricted in terms of content that is going to be available.
So who's going to get online first by this limited Wi-Fi rollout?
The conditions for the limited rollout of Wi-Fi access are pretty much in line with Cuba's current internet access standards. Prices that are listed, I think the report was saying that you could access Wi-Fi for about
$5 an hour or something.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what we already see for those who do have access. So in terms of bringing new populations onto the internet in Cuba, I don't think that this current plan for Wi-Fi is really going to do that. It just might make it easier for those who already have access.
Laura Reed at Freedom House. And by the way, when you're thinking about that $5 an hour figure, according to Reed, the average worker salary in Cuba is just $20 a month. All this week, President Obama is talking about data privacy. Today, he'll be at the Department of Homeland Security, likely talking about protecting American intellectual property and infrastructure from hacking attacks. But yesterday, the president was at the Federal Trade Commission talking about protecting consumers, saying stuff like this.
If we're going to be connected, then we need to be protected.
While the president was delivering his speech, the Twitter and YouTube accounts of America's Central Command were spewing out messages in support of the Islamic State from hackers who had gained access. Talk about awkward timing. Good news is that CENTCOM doesn't seem to store a ton of sensitive data on its Twitter or YouTube channels. Entrepreneur Evan Williams recently posted a bit of a rant on the publishing platform he helped create called Medium. The topic? Something of interest to every social media company in 2015. Monthly active users. Twitter's CEO Dick Costolo is facing investor criticism right now because that social network isn't seen to be gaining new ones fast enough. But Evan Williams, himself a former CEO of Twitter, doesn't think that's the only metric for success. Evan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
The sort of beef you're laying out here is how we define success of a consumer internet service. And usually the metric there is basically number of users, and it's not that simple, you don't think?
Exactly. I mean, we all know you can land on a web page or a website and stay for 3 seconds, or you can land there and read something for 5 or 10 minutes that has an impact on your day. And when you talk about the dimension of people who stop by as the only thing you talk about, what value are you measuring either to the people or to the company?
Well, even time isn't the perfect metric in your eyes, though, right? You actually talk about making an impression on the user's mind, and you want that as a writer on Medium, as do advertisers?
Right. So the ultimate metric is probably not trackable. We can't know what impression we're having on people's minds.
Are you scared about that future, that possible future?
it seems like it might be inevitable, but I can live without that for a while. But time, Medium is one of several companies that is promoting time as one of the other dimensions that is worth paying attention to.
Part of the reason for writing this came out of this frustration that you have with this way of measuring interaction. Does some of that also come from, you know, this history? Twitter is this now a public company. I know there's some people who think its monthly active users aren't growing fast enough, whereas other services are doing better. I mean, is that a part of why you wrote this piece?
One of the instigators was a question I got about what I think about Instagram being bigger than Twitter. And I just wanted to drill down on what does bigger mean. And I said in that original interview, I'm really happy with what Twitter does and the people it reaches and the impact it has on people. I'm also very confident about Twitter's plan for long-term growth. So it wasn't a reaction to that purely, but that was one of the instigators.
When are we going to see ads on Medium?
There is commercial content on Medium today, and Medium is making some money from sponsored content. But you won't see traditional ads as you're familiar with them on the web on Medium.
Do you think that that's going to be a sort of permanent change in how advertising is presented?
It's certainly less and less likely that you're going to see banners. And part of that is just the form factors make less sense on mobile.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll necessarily all be content. I'm sure there's some new forms that will be invented, but I think that's what makes sense for Medium.
Evan Williams is CEO of Medium. Evan, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Quick correction from our Consumer Electronics Show coverage last week. We played you some audio from reporter Nova Safo's virtual reality experience, but we misidentified the face-based technology company involved. It was the OS VR Razer headset. And before we go, one of my favorite moments from the show Arrested Development is when the Buster character says this.
We have unlimited juice. This party is going to be off the hook.
So is the party in Silicon Valley, apparently. A startup called Juicero is currently raising $100 million to, yes, make fresh juice. Investing groups include Google Ventures and Campbell's Soup, according to Business Insider. I also love juice, but $100 million? I guess the VC money is ripe for the picking. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.